Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining on tonight's team call. I am your host, Victoria Limon. If this is your first call, welcome, welcome. Super excited that you're going to be listening to my call first. I remember my first team call. I was so excited, and I told my husband, you know, you've got to take the kids. Like, I've got a meeting that I cannot miss. I've got an appointment. So that was 2 years ago, and I'm still making team calls a priority, whether I can jump on live or catch the recording. So those that are listening live or catching the recording, like, you are doing a great job. So thanks for joining in. For all my newbies out there and for those who don't know me yet, I wanted to let you know that I'm just a diamond coach on the Miss Fair Republic team. And yes, you heard me correctly. I said just a diamond coach because so many times we downplay our roles. Like, I'm just a coach, or I'm just an emerald, or I'm just barely hanging on to my diamond ring. And that's a bunch of BS. Like, that's a bunch of ish. You never, ever, ever, ever underestimate who you are and what impact you are making on people's lives just by being a coach. Outsiders from Beachbody do not know what rank means, and they don't really care. Just as long as you're, you know, being yourself and offering value to them, that's all that matters to them. So that really has nothing to do with tonight's team call, but I just wanted to start by pointing that out, to never underestimate who you are and what impact you have on people's lives. So before I get into tonight's topic, which is called Having an Entrepreneurial Mindset, I wanted to give you a little bit of background about me and how I got started. And that's going to kind of lead me into tonight's topic for tonight. So just hang tight. I've been coaching for a little over 2 years. I started my journey with T25 in a challenge group with my coach, Lauren. After the challenge group, I canceled my Shakeology and figured, you know, that was the end of it. I know most people end up renewing their Shakeology, not realizing that it auto-renews, but I had a reminder on my phone, and I was not going to, you know, quote-unquote, get sucked into the auto-ship. Like, I was a total skeptic when I first started. Like, I was that, you know, challenger who was like, I'm going to set my reminder and return this in 30 days because I just know that it's not going to work. So that was totally who I was. It took me about 15 weeks to finish the T25 program, and I think it's probably only like 8 weeks long, but I wasn't consistent in my workouts, and I wasn't consistent in drinking my Shakeology. But even through it all, I love the program, and I love Shakeology. And for anybody who knows me, I am a huge Shanti fan. So I had canceled everything, and I had been following my coach, Lauren, for a while, so I decided to reach out to her about coaching. And I messaged her, and I told her, like, I was intrigued with what she was doing, but I just did not want to self-pitch. You know, I still laugh when I see that message because I was like, all right, what do you do? But just don't give me a self-pitch. Like, I want the real deal stuff. You know, and the reason I did that was because I had recently gone back to work after being on maternity leave, after having my twins, and I missed them so much. And to kind of rewind a little bit, I was 19 years old when I had my oldest daughter, and I missed out on a lot of her life. But, in fact, that was kind of what my dream plan was. I know that sounds silly and crazy, but I had a dream of climbing the corporate ladder, having that corner office with a view, sending her off to daycare, you know, showing up to work with my briefcase and, you know, my suit and everything, and that was my dream. But it wasn't until I realized that the corner office was a cubicle and the view was the parking garage. And that was really only until I got moved to an area with no windows. So it turned out my dream wasn't the dream I had in mind after all. I wanted something more. You know, I liked my job. I liked the people I work with, but I wasn't fulfilled, and I just wanted something more. So I ended up signing up as a coach with a $40 fee only. So just a heads up, never discount anyone who does that because I was that person. But I watched the closing ceremonies at the 2014 Summit on YouTube, and seeing everyone posting, like, I knew that I was in. I got goosebumps just by watching Carl, and I wanted to be part of it. Like, I wanted to drink that Kool-Aid. I wanted in. So I restarted my Shakeology and started getting into my trainings. I don't know about you guys, but for me, like, I'm somebody who wants to know everything before taking action. Like, I was a good student in college. I took notes. I paid attention. I was ready for the test. And that's kind of how I approach coaching. Like, I wanted to watch all the training videos for the new coach training and got on every team call that I knew about, and I just kind of wanted to wait until I knew everything before taking my first step. But, of course, as many of you guys know, you can never know everything when it comes to coaching. There's always going to be constant learning and growing, and as they say, be a forever student. Like, always be willing to learn, always be willing to grow. And those guys that are new on the call, just like heads up, don't stress. Like take it one training at a time, and please, 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 if I can like make you guys do something, implement what you're learning. Like seriously, like you watch training, you listen to training, don't wait and don't put it off. Like actually do what the training tells you to do. Don't be like me and try to wait forever because forever never comes. But anyways, once I started to take action, it was still very slow. They say, invite 3 people a day. And I would invite 3 people a week. And that was like on a good week. That was partly due to my own fear, but, that's like for a totally different call. Like I could have a whole nother call about fear. Once I actually started to invite, let's say I'd invite 10 people, for example. So by statistics of what they say, for one in every 10 you invite, one signs up. So one person should have signed up, right? No, not for me. And I was posting on Facebook my workouts, my PD quotes, my personal development quotes and everything. So people should see me and know that I'm a coach and they would want to sign up, right? Well, no, like not for me. I was getting frustrated and wondering why this business wasn't working, like quote unquote, why wasn't it working for me? Like, what was I doing wrong? And now that kind of gets me into the topic of having an entrepreneurial mindset. I kind of wanted to call this training coin operated versus entrepreneur, but I know that that sounded just like really weird and really odd. Plus, when I learned about the concept of coin operated, I was a little bit offended. When I say coin operated, I mean like in the sense of a gumball machine. You put in a coin and you get out a gumball, that kind of coin operated. So if anybody knows who Eric Worre is, he's the founder of Network Marketing Pro. He's also the author of the book Go Pro. So I was watching one of his trainings, and he brought up the concept of coin operated. He said blue collar workers are coin operated. Those in sales are coin operated. Employees are coin operated. Remember, you put in a coin, you get a return. We go to work 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, we get a paycheck. We show up to work, we don't get fired. We do a task, we get a return. And now don't, sorry, I was just thinking about something. And when we don't get a return for doing that task, we tend to like moan or grumble or just get frustrated. Like, we did what we were supposed to, so why didn't we get what we were supposed to get? And if I'm offending anybody by saying it in such simple terms, please know I don't mean any offense by any way. In fact, like I said before, like I was a little offended when I first heard it. I was like, I'm not doing a little dance for a coin. Like, I am not a coin operated person. That does not describe me. But in reality, that's kind of how society has trained so many of us. Like they tell you, you graduate high school, and then you go off to college, and then you go off to get your job, and you stay there for 30 years, and then you retire. It's like you do something, you get something else. You do something, you get something else. It's like a plan. But entrepreneurs, on the other hand, are not like that. They know that if you invite 10 people to coaching, you're not always going to get one person to sign up. It may take you 20 or 30 people to invite before you get that one person to sign up. But they also don't get frustrated because they know it's not about like a simple process of do one thing, get one thing in return. Entrepreneurs know it takes time and investment, and they're working for the greater reward down the road, not the quick return, which is why as coaches, we grow a team and build a team. We're not working on straight sales. Like, that would be horrible. Like, I don't know if I would want to do straight sales. It's a long-term reward that we're working towards. So those 10, 20, 30 people that you're inviting are all seeds being planted. And we have a time of planting, and we have a time of harvest. It's going to be a continual cycle. You're going to plant and harvest, plant and harvest. So kind of going back to the coin-operated people. They get frustrated when they, work so hard for 6 months and don't see any return. When I was listening to this, like I said before, I was offended because I was like, this is not me. But then I started to think, like, holy cow, like this is a slap in the face. Like, this is exactly how I was operating my business. I've been working in an office type setting for 20 years. I know it sounds like a long number, but I seriously started working when I was 15 years old in an office. And so I've always done a task, got a paycheck. And most of the time, I was good at what I did. You know, and I say that because like there's always a learning curve when you start a new job, but I was that employee that asked questions, always wanted to know more, always wanted to help in any way that I can. Like I was that girl in the office and always trying to do something right the first time. And of course, it gave me a return. I got a paycheck and I got a decent raise each year. You know, put in a coin, you get a return, which is why what I said in the beginning, you know, like I wanted to know all that I could about coaching. I wanted to watch all the videos before I did anything because I wanted to get it right the first time. So when it came to coaching, I had a vision. I had a goal that I was going to make six figures and quit my regular job. And I say that it's a bit of a naive goal, and not the vision was naive, but my thinking behind the vision was naive. When I started, I approached it like anything else I did in my life. I invited 10 people, so one person should sign up, right? I mean, that's the rules. That's how it works. It's statistics. Put it in a coin, you get a return. I posted a selfie on Facebook, so I'm a coach. People should know I'm a coach and sign up. I mean, that's the rules. That's how it works. But it's not how it works. That's the coin-operated mindset that I was in. And I was getting frustrated that I was working so hard. It's been 6 months, and this is like, quote-unquote, not working. And just for the record, I was the coach that was posting stock photos, trying to get people to join my team, being my first all-exclusive PIO group. I didn't even know what the heck PIO was when I first started. I was just posting ads, expecting other people to know what it was and want to buy from me. Like, I wasn't going into this in the right mindset whatsoever. But don't get me wrong. Like, I didn't come into this business with a greedy heart or bad intentions. I truly wanted to work on my goals. I truly wanted to help my friends and family. I truly wanted to be able to change the world. I had the right intentions, but just the wrong mindset and the wrong approach. It wasn't until I shifted my focus to not putting a coin in to get a return that I started to realize what it meant to be an entrepreneur and what it meant to be a coach. My grand vision has never changed. I'm still going to be a six-figure earner. I'm still going to walk the stage at Summit in the Millionaires Club. I'm still going to put my three kids plus my six nephews through college paid cash. All that has not changed. And I'm getting goosebumps, like seriously, right now, just thinking about it. I'm trying not to, you know, get all emotional and cry, but like that's my vision. That's my goal. So none of that has ever changed. But I know that it's not going to happen by, you know, the rules, the way it's supposed to happen. I know that in order to truly help people, you have to first plant those seeds. You do your workout, you drink your Shakeology, you read your personal development, you share your journey on social media, and you invite others to do it with you. With you. You're not posting once expecting a quick return. You're building a reputation, a brand that people are going to look up to and want to be part of. You're getting ready for your harvest. And I don't know if your harvest is going to be in 6 weeks, 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, whatever. But it doesn't matter because as a coach, as the entrepreneur, get your mind out of the preconceived notion that it's going to take a certain amount of time to get a return. We're not in here for the quick return. Come in with a good heart, wanting to help people, wanting to work on your goal, wanting to plant seeds, and know that you're working for the grander vision. When you shift your focus and your mindset to making the investment to the bigger picture down the road, that is when your business will change. That is when you become an entrepreneur. That is when you realize what coaching is all about. And that's what the Misfit Family has been teaching you, teaching me for 2 years, teaching you for 2 weeks if you just signed up for a coach, and teaching you for 5 years if you've been coaching. That is what we are working for, that grander vision down the road, helping people. So for those of you guys that came in today looking to take some notes, I kind of wanted to give you just a couple of action steps to take with you. First, next time you get frustrated because things are not going the way they're supposed to, take a step back and ask yourself, are you looking for the quick return? Are you just trying to fill your challenge group? Are you just trying to hit your Success Club goals? If so, then you're going about it all wrong. You're in the wrong mindset. You're being coin operated. Like, simply put, you're being coin operated. Shift your focus to not to this not being about you, to this not being about your success club point, and or that it being about like this particular second. This is about the person you're helping to change their life for what's to come down the road for them and for what's to come down the road for your business, that grand vision. So that's that first thing I want you guys to do is just really think about that. Second, if you're finding yourself stuck in that negative mindset and you can't seem to pull yourself out or you still get frustrated with needing to change that mindset, then that's going to be your cue to dig into some personal development. Like, there's a reason why they have coaches do personal development, because coaches work harder on themselves than anything else. You've got to get your mindset right before you're able to help anybody. Get yourself first centered. I just started reading the book The Go-Giver, and I'm already in love with it. It really helps you to shift your mindset. I've been hearing people talk about this book over and over again. Like, people say, oh, read The Go-Giver. Oh, read The Go-Giver. Read The Go-Giver. And I never do. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should read that book. Oh, I'm going to put that book on my list. No. Like, I heard somebody say it on a training the other day, and they said, get The Go-Giver. I immediately paused that training and ordered it from Amazon. So if you're looking for a new book to get, go buy that one. And I'm serious, like right now, or not, maybe not right now, but after you finish this call, go to Amazon and buy it. Or if you've already got a book and that you're reading, then add it to your, you know, Amazon list or whatever book you have listed have, because there's a reason why people recommend books to you when they're in training, because they're obviously doing something right. Something's working for them, and they're telling you what they've been doing. You know, they're reading their personal development. They're doing these trainings. Like, they're giving you everything to you for what you need to be successful. So when somebody recommends a book, go read the book. Like, seriously, do what they said to do, you know, and don't wait on it. You know, that's part of the implementing right away that I mentioned before. Don't lose that momentum and excitement from a training. Go and implement it right away. So, you know, that's it. Like, it's super simple. You know, that's really all that I had for you guys tonight. I want to thank you guys for joining in with me tonight. I hope this was helpful to you, and I hope it opened your mind just a little bit more to think differently when you're getting frustrated that things aren't going the way that they're, you know, supposed to. Remember, you're working toward that grander vision. Remember what your goal is. Remember that you're an entrepreneur. You're not coin-operated. You're not looking for a quick return. You're looking for that big vision. And if you guys don't have that big vision for where you guys are going, then you need to take, you know, an hour, 2 hours a day and, like, figure out what in the heck do you want out of this life. What gives you goosebumps? What makes you want to cry when you think about the possibilities? You know, it can be anything, but you have to know what you're working towards. So thank you guys so much. Good night, and I will talk to you guys later.